my brother Christopher came up and said a little bit about desiring God, and that's what I want to speak on this morning. But first, I want to tell you a story. Heard a motivational speaker recently. This motivational speaker was very excellent, and I'll tell you a little bit of the story. She was the first African-American pilot to fly a helicopter in combat. And so I don't remember if she, I think she was in Iraq. I don't think it was Afghanistan, but anyway, she was over there, and she had a long, it was an hour and a half speech. I'm not going to give you that hour and a half. But basically, it all culminated into she was in her helicopter flying, and she was going to help out some, to be a backup for some other pilots. Well, then she got a distress call. There were some soldiers on the ground who were pinned down, and they were completely surrounded by the enemy. So she took off over that way, and she had one helicopter as her backup going over there. So she spotted to where her team was catching fire. And so they told her where the fire was coming from. They said, and imagine this, you're in a helicopter, and they said, go down this road, and when you get to this intersection, take a right and follow that road, and then you'll come over the hill, and you'll see where the fire is coming from. So they took that route, and they get to where they see the enemy fire is coming from. And so she's hovering there, and obviously taking on some bullets, but she cannot fire until she gets the word from her commander to engage. And she said, those are the best words that she could ever hear, was engage, because then you have the ability to engage and do whatever you need to do. So, I'm going to get everybody to help me out, especially you kids. One thing they say is engage and clear hot. Okay, so I'm going to say engage, and then you say clear hot. But to make it a little bit interesting, we're going to go engage, clear hot. All right? Engage, clear hot. All right, ready? Engage. Alright. One reason I went through that is because I want everyone here to be engaged. Engaged in following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, she gets out of the military and she becomes a successful business person. And she said one day, she was somewhere at a VA hospital standing in line, and she started talking to a soldier that was there, coming there to get help. And he started telling her her story. He started telling her about how he was pinned down and under fire. And they called for this helicopter to come help them. Put two stories together, she was like, I was in that helicopter. And he stopped, started weeping, and said, you saved my life. Well, I want you to think about your Savior, Jesus Christ. And it should make you weep that He has saved your life. He has saved our lives. And our greatest desire should be to serve Him. All right, desiring and delighting in our God. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 37. So we'll read verses 1 through 5, but the main focus will be verse 4. Psalms chapter 37. Verse 1 through 5. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Alright, so delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So sometimes we might think, okay, I'll go to church more. I'll pray more. I'll give more money. I give more time, and God will bless us with more money. He'll bless us with a better job, maybe a new car, more fun, better health. But that's not what this is talking about at all. As we hear many preachers in today's society talk about the health and wealth gospel, it's not what delighting thyself and desiring God and Him giving you the desires of your heart. That's not what this is talking about. Now, God could very well bless us with those things. Now, don't get me wrong. The reason God has written in His scriptures and given us His law and things is so that our lives, just by being good Christians and doing what He says, it tends to lead us to not prosperity in the world's eyes, but prosperity in His eyes. And, you know, we as God's people can truly say that we are some of the richest people in the world. So God will bless us, could bless us if we do those things, and He does. But He blesses us His way, not our way. And it could be, like I said, the things that were mentioned. Let's look at delighting in the Lord. And delight means to take great pleasure. To take great pleasure. Let's look at Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night." Psalms chapter 40, verse 8. "I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart." And I know Brother Zach has encouraged us year after year after year to memorize Scripture. And I encourage each one of you, especially while you're young, to memorize Scripture. But all of us can look at Brother Zach and see he's not real young anymore, but he still memorizes Scripture. So that's a testimony to all of us that we can still memorize His Word, that we can still be good instructors. And it's an encouragement to me. A lot of times I say, man, I'm so busy with my job, and you know, I have 7 children to take care of, and there's my example right there, Brother Zach. He's got all those things, and he still memorizes Scripture, so I appreciate that. I appreciate him continuing to encourage us in that. But we should delight in His Word. Delighting in His Word is memorizing His Word, having it in our heart. Let's look at a few other Scriptures. We're going to look at several verses in Psalms chapter 119. Start with verse 16. Psalms chapter 119, verse 16. "I will delight myself in Thy statutes. I will not forget Thy word." Memorization. Verse 24. "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." Verse 35. "Make me to go in the path of Thy commandments, for therein do I delight." Verse 47. "And I will delight myself in Thy commandments, which I have loved." Verse 69 and 70. "The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep Thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in Thy law." Verse 77. "Let Thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for Thy law is my delight." And in verse 174. "I have longed for Thy salvation, O Lord, and Thy law is my delight." Do you delight in the law of God? Do you delight in His Word? Therein it tells us all the things that we need to know. It tells us all the things we need to know about Him, about how to live good, Christian, God-honoring lives. Let's look at Isaiah 58. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14. "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." We should delight in the Sabbath. We should delight in being in His house. We should delight sitting here this morning to hear the Word of God spoken to us and to sing praises to Him. Delight in the Sabbath. Second, let's look at desires of thine heart, the last part of that verse, 4 in Psalms chapter 37. Desires of thine heart. Desire means to long for, to ask for, to entreat, longing, or request. So what are some things that we desire? And some things that I desire: to be a better husband, be a better father, be a better church member, better employee or an employer at my job, study more, pray more, serve more. And we can go on and on. I'm sure each one of you could write a long list about the things that you desire to do better or be better at. But I believe that God will bless us with these things if we delight in Him. But I also believe that this text is speaking of something much more and much greater. Matthew Henry says, God has not promised to gratify the appetites of the body and the humors of the fancy, but the desires of the renewed, sanctified soul. So what is the desire of a good man? It is to know and to love and to serve a God who loves us, as we talked about yesterday, last night in the messages. Desire, serve a God who loves us. That should be the desire of our heart. God has promised if we delight thyself in the Lord, then He will give you the desires of your heart. That desire will be to know Him. That desire will be to love Him. That desire will be to serve Him. And we will have greater communion with Him and feel His presence in a much greater way. I relate desiring to longing after Him, longing after Christ. And that's one reason I love that song, As Thirst the Heart for Water Brooks. It's a longing after our Christ, a longing after our God. Let's look at Psalms chapter 63. Psalms chapter 63, verse 1 through 8. O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary, because Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips, when I remember Thee upon my bed and meditate on Thee in the night watches. Because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after Thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. We should obey God. And that, in my Bible here that says, my soul followeth hard, it says obey carefully. We should obey God carefully. Let's look at two more scriptures. Psalms chapter 84, verse 2. How much do we truly desire our God? How much do we long for Him and thirst for Him? How much do we thirst for His righteousness? Psalms chapter 84, verse 2 says, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Have you ever been to the point or you're so low that that's all you can do? There's nothing else you can do but just cry out. You know, we don't have to get to a low point to have such a burning and great desire that we are constantly crying out for Him. Because we need Him each and every day in everything that we do. We should be crying out for Him. In the last scripture, Psalms chapter 42. Psalms 42, verse 1 and 2. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. And I give you permission to engage, to desire Him, to delight in Him. Thank you.